Welcome to Torah Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. I'm Sara Malka Reichman. Today we're learning Shmuel Aleph Perek Chavtet, where we get to hear about what happens with this strange alliance between David and Achish. At the beginning of the Perek, we hear that the Plishtim are gathering their troops. Vayikvetzu Plishtim es kol machaneim afeka v'Yisrael chonim ba'ayin asher b'Yisrael. Then we hear that the Sranim are moving their men. The Sranim are those very important officers of which we previously heard, and there were only five of them. The Sarnei Plishtim Ovrim Lemeot V'La'alafim. They are moving their men by the hundreds, by the thousands. And then strangely, which must have been a very strange sight for everyone to behold, at the end of this procession, V'David V'anashav Ovrim Bachrona Im Achish. David and his men are together with the troops of Achish behind them, going along with this procession to war. And as we said, it was a very strange sight to behold, and the Sarim thought so too. In Pasuk Gimel, we hear, Vayomer Sarei Plishtim, Ma ha'ivrim ha'ela? What are the Ivrim doing here with you? Vayomer Achish al Sarei Plishtim, Halo zeh David, Eved Shaul, Melch Yisrael. Isn't this is David, a servant of Shaul, the king of Am Yisrael, and he's been with me for a long time. Asher haya iti ze yamim o ze shanim. Different opinions about how it could be yamim o shanim. Either, according to the Radak, he's been with me days, but I know him as if he's been with me years. According to Malbim, since the first time that he went to Achish when he was running away from Nov, it could be years. And he says, I never saw anything wrong with this David. We like him. Since he's been with me, I haven't found any flaws within him. Okay, this does not please the Sarim. Pasuk Dalet v'yiktzefu alav Sarei Plishtim. They get very angry at Achish, and they say to him, Hashevet ha'ish. Let him go back to his place. V'yashova el mekomo asher v'kadzeh osham, where you had him in the first place. He should not come to war with us. V'lo yirid imanu b'milchama. V'lo yiyeh lanu l'satan. He should not be a satan for us in this war. Because you know how he will appease his master, meaning Shaul? U'vameh yitratzeh zeh el adonav? Halo b'rashay ha'nashim ha'im. Ha'im, referring to themselves. You know how he will appease Shaul, the king of Yisrael, who is mad at him? With our heads. In fact, they remind Achish, do you know who this David is? This is the person about whom people would sing and dance and say, this is David, the great warrior. What are you doing? And we hear a very sweet conversation between Achish and David. Achish calls to David, and there's almost something very sweetly naive about how the relationships matters so much to Achish that he does not want to offend David. In Pasuk Vav, we hear Achish saying to David, Chai Hashem, interestingly, swearing by Hashem, Hashem's name, as opposed to, let's say, Elohim. Of course, this refers to specifically Hashem. Ki yashar ata, v'tov be'enai, tzeitcha uvacha iti b'machaneh. You know, I swear that in my eyes, you are good and you are straight, and it would be very good, as far as I'm concerned, for you to come with us in war. I've never found any bad within you from the day that you came until today, but I have a problem. In the eyes of these big ministers, you are not good. The Malbim differentiates between the Sarnim and the Sarim, which of course the Navi does also, but although the Sarim went and complained to Achish, Achish tells a little lie and tells David that this is not pleasing in the eyes of the Sranim, not the Sarim, because they are very important. The Malbim says that since David's job now in the war was to be the Shomer Rosh, a prestigious position where he was guarding the head of, I suppose, the bodyguard. He was the bodyguard of Achish. Therefore, to the leaders, to the Sranim, this was threatening. They're jealous. Why has David been given such a prominent position? So he makes it as if, oh, they're just jealous of you. Because he did not want to say, according to the Malbim, that Achish's own Sarim didn't trust him and did not believe in David's loyalty, as did Achish. And therefore, Achish suggests, go back. Shuv lich b'shalom v'lo ta'aseh ra b'enei sarnei plishtim. Go back and don't do bad in their eyes. David gets what's going on. He understands Achish's motives and what's going on. And David, one might expect, has an easy out here. Here he demonstrated his loyalty. He's willing to go fight, and he's dismissed by Achish. It's perfect. He can leave this very, very difficult, precarious situation in which he finds himself. But instead of just leaving and bowing out, David says to Achish, "Ki me asiti uma matzata b'avzacha miyom asher yiti lefanecha. What did I do wrong that you have found any bad in me from the day we met until today? Ki lo avo v'nalchamti, that I shouldn't come and fight." And the Malbim says that he is saying, if you don't want me as your own Shomer Rosh, then at least let me come to war, calling Achish's bluff, because now Achish will tell him that he can't even come to war. And the reason that David does this is because while David has been dismissed, his men were not. And David wants his men to be dismissed so that they do not find themselves in the position of fighting against Am Yisrael, God forbid. At this point, Achish must admit that it is his Sarim who don't want David to come even to fight in the battle. Vayan Achish vayomer al David, yadati ki tov ata beinai kamalach alokim. You are like an angel of God in my eyes. Ach sari plishtim amru lo yaleimanu b'melchama. What could I do? The Sarim said that you cannot come with us to war. And therefore, get up in the morning. Vata ashkem baboker bavdei adonecha asher ba'u itach. You and the servants of your master, referring to Shaul as your master still, who have come with you, they should get up. Bishkamtem baboker v'or lechem v'alechu. When it is light, you should get up and you should go. And in fact, this is what David and his men do in Pasuk Yud Aleph, as the parak concludes. Vayashkem David hu v'anashav lalechet baboker l'shuv el eretz plishtim. They go back to the place that they were living previously, Uplishtim alu Yisrael, but Plishtim go up to battle, Am Yisrael to Yisrael. In the background, you may hear music. While usually we try to minimize the background noise, right now this feels like a fruition of a nevuah, because in Eretz Yisrael right now, weddings are all taking place outside in the streets and in the parks because of the restrictions enacted in terms of public gatherings due to the coronavirus. And I cannot help, although the cause, of course, is something that we hope and pray is taken care of and falls off the face of the earth very, very quickly with Hashem's help. When I walk in the streets now, everywhere, I cannot help but hearing the words of the Navi Yirmiyahu echo in my mind, Odi Shama, Bari Yehuda, Uvachutzot Yerushalayim, Kol Sason, V'Kol Simcha, Kol Chatan, V'Kol Kala. May this all come to an end with Simcha for all of Am Yisrael. Thank you for learning together. Liloy Nishmat, Malka Esther, Batzvi Yosef.